This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is sharing the message that connection is crucial because good relationships are an essential and sometimes overlooked component of mental well-being. If your relationships could use some strengthening, a licensed therapist from Talkspace can help. Therapy can help you communicate better with loved ones, repair conflicts, and understand how to address loneliness and build community. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a therapist within 2 days. You'll meet with your therapist online on your schedule. Plus, Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make personal connections a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
This happened to me 2 to 3 years ago. I was around 23 at the time. I am a female and I live in Romania. One night I was coming home from class. Master, classes after 6 p.m. and end at 10 p.m. at around 11 p.m. I had to take the subway for about 12 stops. The destination I had to get off at was at the end of the line for the subway. At the time there wouldn't be many people in the subway. I'm a pretty lonely person. All I need is my headset and my music, and I'm good to go.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From Geico Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through Geico, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to Geico.
Said and done, I plug in my music, pick the furthest chair in the subway, away from the only two people that were taking the subway with me at that time. So far, so good. Until I see, with the corner of my eye, a silhouette approach me and sit right next to me. It was a man, fairly built, dark hair, wearing glasses, a black hoodie, and a sickening smile. He doesn't engage in talking with me, but would just stare at my phone as I would browse through my music. I can hear him breathing heavily, not like painfully, but still like he was feeling something very strong. I feel uneasy, so I decide to change my seat and go even further behind, trying to avoid him without looking like a freak myself. I don't know to whom, there was just another person with us the whole way. I guess that scared me even more. I pick a new chair, sit down, plug my headset again, and proceed with the remaining stops on my way home. I see the silhouette growing bigger and bigger and a breeze running on my skin as I realize the guy is again sitting right next to me, glancing in mid-air. Dead eyes, a big smile, staring right into my phone. I panic. There are still 4 stops to go. I have nowhere to hide. I look after the other person in the subway, trying to sit next to her, thinking that strength comes in numbers. She is no longer there. I start shaking a bit, but not allowing the creeper to notice me being vulnerable. I stand up, go to the door, and just decide to stand until my stop comes. This way he won't sit next to me, right? Wrong. He comes straight after me, sits on my chair right near the door, and because he couldn't see my phone, on which he was so focused so far from that angle, he fixates on me right in my soul with his black, dead eyes and says, Hi, gorgeous. Why are you avoiding me? I'm freaking out as I look at my phone, trying to call my boyfriend or message him, and he stops me by saying, I know no one will help you. You would have sent an SOS message by now, and I know you didn't. That moment that I realize I'm cornered, he's been focusing on my phone to see who I was talking to, trying to figure out if I panic, trying to see if I would ask someone for help. He cornered me bad. I had the luck to reach my stop as I would delay any reaction or ignore him so that he would repeat whatever he wanted to say. I drop off and run for the exit, not looking back. I get out at the surface and I don't see him anymore. At this moment, I put my phone in my purse and realize I had pepper spray with me all along. My heartbeat comes back to normal as I know I at least have something to defend myself with, but still a long way to get home, and who knows if he is alone or not. I walk rather fast for maybe 5 minutes from the metro and feel a hand grab my wrist hard, pulling me back. Another hand covering my mouth, disabling me from screaming my lungs out. It was him. The same black hoodie, dark eyes, and dead eyes stalker. He was furious and said, Running from me? How dare you run away from me? You should be honored I give you attention. Now I'm fairly built for a woman. 80 kilograms and 1.75 meters tall, so I guess he thought men don't find me beautiful or something and should feel blessed a creep like him stalks me and tries to hurt me. Now my phone is in my bag. I can't call the police. I can't reach for the pepper spray. I panic. I can't punch him in the crotch. I can't scratch him as I don't have long nails. His hand is still on my mouth. What do I do? I did the most desperate and disgusting thing I could think of just to save my life. I played along. I use my other hand to touch the inside of his thigh and mumble, I'm sorry, while his hand was on my mouth. He took his hand off my mouth and I repeated that I'm sorry. I didn't realize he was just flirting. He left his guard down and took his hand off my wrist. He asked me for my phone number and address to drop me off, but I refused, saying I'd rather add him on Facebook, and he agreed. I told him I'd reach for my phone, but instead picked up the pepper spray and got him sprayed all over his face, made sure I'd cover both eyes, nose, mouth, even his ears and hands. He was instantly all red, suffocating from the pepper and swelling. I called the police, told them what happened and what I did. They asked me if he is immobilized, and I said yes, as the effect wears off in 45 minutes. The police arrived there 5 minutes later to see me shaking like a leaf and a man on the ground, swollen like a pumpkin, throwing up and swearing at me between gasps of breath.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
He was arrested, and the police told me they have been looking for him for the past week as they discovered the body of a 24-year-old woman in his apartment. A fairly built lady, 1.77 meters tall, 75 kilograms, red hair. I have red hair too. The woman was his girlfriend, and ever since, he's never gotten back to the apartment. I don't know what he wanted to do with me. I can understand why he targeted me due to the similarities, but stranger in the subway stalking women at midnight trying to befriend them, or even worse. I hope to God you never, ever get out of jail. I used to work the stand-up circuit in Boston, and let me tell you, that was a wild time to be a comedian. And when you were like me and chose to get the tea everywhere, it was even wilder. For those of you that don't know, the tea is just what we call the subway in Beantown. And although it might not have the same nationally terrible reputation as New York's subway, I can assure you it used to be just as tough. Now, this happened way back when phones were just starting to get video recording technology, and being something of a gadget freak, I paid out the butt to be one of the first to own one. So, one night, I'm coming back from a show, just playing with my new phone, when some girl gets out of the train and sits down opposite me. We make this tiny bit of eye contact, nothing confrontational, and as the train gets moving again, I carry on wasting time with my new toy. I'm going through some photos I'd taken at a show I'd done recently, and I remember I was smiling, in a real good mood, when I suddenly hear, "Are you recording me?" I look up, and it's the girl. Some ratchet South Boston girl who looked like she hadn't slept in a year. She's got this look on her face that looked like a Rottweiler chewing a wasp, and when I'm like, "Who, you?" She screeches, "Yeah, me. You better not be recording me with that thing." I couldn't resist. I was like, "Why would I make a video of you? I leave prettier things in the toilet every morning." Not the smartest move, to just antagonize her like that, but hey, it's what I do for a living, and I was very much still in work mode. The retort seemed to do the trick for a minute, and the girl shut her mouth for a while and left me in peace. Then a minute later, she starts up again. "Oh, you think you're wicked smart, huh? You think you're hot stuff." I was only two stops away from home, so I decided to toy with her a little. Nothing too harsh, just enough to pass the time until I could get off. Then, right as I'm getting off, I actually wish her a good night. I'd actually enjoyed our little back and forth, whereas she still looked incredibly mad. I didn't think she'd do what she did, though. I know she was mean, but I didn't think she was crazy. So I'm standing, waiting for the doors to open, and when they do, I instantly feel this real sharp pain right around my butt. I instantly kind of throw myself off the train while spinning around to see what in God's name just happened. There's Ratchet, this big smile on her face, and she's holding a needle in her hand. Jesus Christ. That girl had real summer teeth, you know. Some are here, some are there. All the hallmarks of a hardcore junkie. And as the doors started to close behind us, she just started laughing. Turns out she got me a good few times in the butt cheek with that needle, and although it only hurt a little for the next few days, my big fear was that I'd gotten some kind of junkie disease like Hep C or HIV or something. It's kind of a war story I tell these days, but just typing it up like this reminds me of how scared I was. I went straight to the hospital and got checked out, but after taking some blood samples, they told me I'd have to wait a few days to find out the results. Longest days of my life. I took those days off because there was no way I could still be funny with all of that on my mind. But thankfully, it all came back clean. It had hurt to sit down for a few days, but other than that, I'd be fine. I actually turned the whole thing into a stand-up bit a few years later, and I suppose that's just my way of dealing with things. But even though I can tell the story these days with a smile on my face, and in a way that can make people at least giggle a little bit.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
That doesn't change the fact that it was one of the scariest things that ever happened to me. At the time, I thought my smart mouth almost cost me my life. In one of the most nightmarish ways to die imaginable. This happened not long ago. I'm 15 going on 16. I live in New York City and have had some strange late-night experiences before, but none as disturbing as this one. My parents were out of town. It was a summer night. I was at a pretty large party. There was quite a lot of drinking and smoking, which is expected at a party with a bunch of 14 to like 20-year-olds. I'm pretty tall for my age, like 6'1", and I have a pretty deep voice, so I easily pass as older. I knew that I had to get home on my own, so I tried to regulate the amounts of drink that I had. At around maybe 2 or 3 a.m., I realized that I should start heading home. It was a Friday, and I didn't have anything to do the next morning, but still, I was tired and figured most people would be leaving soon anyway. For those of you that don't know, New York City's transit system runs 24/7, 7 days a week, so I wouldn't have any problems hopping on a train, even at 3 a.m., to get home. I live in an apartment building on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, so I had a pretty long ride to get home. I wasn't worried, though. I was no stranger to long commutes on the subway. I would take the train everywhere I went since I was like 9 or 10. I headed over to the train station and sat on one of the benches. There's a screen that says what time the train will be coming, and this late at night, it would be a while. After maybe 10 or 15 minutes of waiting, the screen showed A train, Inwood, 207th Street, 20 minutes. I waited for a while longer until I saw the headlights of the train coming down the tracks. The train arrived, but since this was the first stop, I had to wait about another 10 minutes until it would actually leave the station. I got on and a few people exited, leaving the car empty. I sat all the way at the end of the car, so I wouldn't be next to anyone if anyone else got on. At this point, I was really, really tired and felt like I was about to just pass out right there, so I did. For those of you that don't know, New York City's subway cars are rectangular with three doors on each long side which open at the stations and one door on each short side where people can walk through from other cars. I woke up a little while later to the sound of one of the short side doors close to me opening. A man who appeared to be homeless walked in and the smell immediately hit me like a truck. I remember him having raggy clothes. He looked at me.
"Hey brother, you got a dollar?"
Nah man, sorry," I responded.
"Come on man, I know you got something,"
he insisted, smiling for some reason. "Nah, for real, I don't, I'm sorry." I didn't have any singles, just a few 20s, and I wasn't about to give this guy $20. He just stood there for a few seconds and said,
"Alright, whatever,"
and walked away, still smiling. Now this didn't strike me as weird at all, not yet at least. I've been living in New York my whole life, and I'd gotten used to all the homeless people in the subway and them asking for money. It didn't bother me. I looked out at the stop I was at. I was just in Brooklyn. The A train ran local at night, so my ride would be longer than usual. I figured I still had a pretty long way to before I got to the 42nd Street Manhattan, where I would transfer to the Q train that brought me to the station near my apartment. So I went back to sleep. When I woke up again, I was in downtown Manhattan, I think like West 4th or 14th Street. I was getting close to my stop. I looked around and the train wasn't empty anymore. There was a guy sitting on the other end of the train with his headphones on, and in the middle of the car, there was a guy sitting there, head down, muttering to himself. I was pretty sure it was the same guy that had asked me for money before. I thought that was a little weird, but I wasn't nervous or anything. I just figured he had some sort of mental illness or something. After a little while, I arrived at the 42nd Street station. The guy was still there, and when I got off the train, he must have been going in a similar direction as me because he got up and off the train also. Now, 42nd Street station is huge, and I needed to go all the way to the other side of the station to get from the A train side on 8th Avenue to get to where the Q train was on 7th Avenue. Walking through the huge station, specifically the passage that takes you from one side to the other, I'll admit, was a little creepy. It was eerily quiet for a place that usually is packed with so many people during the daytime. The only other people around now were late-night workers and homeless people. I arrived on the side where the Q train would be going uptown towards my stop. When I got to the platform, there were only maybe three or four other people that I saw waiting for the train like I was. I walked over to the benches and sat down to wait. I looked up and saw that there was a guy, a little further down the platform on the side from where I came from, standing there, muttering to himself, like having a full-on conversation with nobody. I couldn't make out his face from where I was sitting, but I was sure it had to be the same homeless guy that I'd seen on the A-train. Now I was getting a little suspicious. Was he following me? The train arrived after a few minutes and I got on. I'd only have a few stops from where I was to my apartment, so there was no point in trying to sleep. The man boarded the same car as me, and I could see clearly now it was him, the same guy. There wasn't anybody else in the car at the moment. I wasn't entirely nervous, but at the same time I was definitely on edge now. I tried not to look at him to avoid eye contact. He was still mumbling to himself, and now I could pick up on some things he was saying. Random phrases like, "Should I? Maybe. Help me." When I got to my stop, I promptly got up and got off the train. Honestly, at this point, I wasn't even surprised when the man got off too, still talking to himself. The station was completely empty. It was 4, going on 5 a.m. by now. I walked through the station, up the stairs, toward the exit, ignoring the man who was definitely following me. When I got to the street level, I started walking faster towards my apartment. The station was on 72nd Street. I still had to walk a few blocks further up to get to my apartment. I looked back a few times to see the man, still behind me, speaking pretty loudly now. I was honestly more annoyed than scared at this point. Maybe it was the tiredness, maybe it was the little bit of liquid courage left in me, but I was seriously done with this guy's stuff, so I stopped walking, turned around and said, "Hey, can I help you? I just want some money. I know you got some." "Listen, I don't. Leave me alone or I'm calling the cops." He said something about how I don't know all the stuff that he's been through, and then just walked in the other direction, still muttering angry slurs under his breath to himself. I continued home, shaken but too tired to think about what happened at this point. I got to my apartment and went to bed. The next morning, my friend who lives in the same building as me called me and asked if I'd heard about what happened last night. I hadn't told anyone about the incident yet, so I said I didn't know what he was talking about, and he explained. Apparently a neighbor in our apartment building who was coming back from an early morning jog or something called the police because there was a man lying outside the doors to our apartment. As he was arrested, he was yelling and screaming, resisting arrest, yelling stuff about how his life was horrible and how he was waiting to kill that person last night that didn't have the heart to hand over any money to him. I assume the guy that he was referring to was the guy that I had encountered last night, and the guy that he was talking about was me. And he must have followed me all the way to my apartment, which, given how tired I was, must have not been that hard to do without me noticing. Who knows what would have happened if the police didn't take him away. The man was obviously seriously ill, and I do hope that he gets the help he needs. All I can say to you all is be safe when you're alone at night. Especially in the city, always watch your back.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym games on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Our official merch store is finally here. If you want to support more of our channel, check out our merch shop. The link is in the description down below. See you on the next video.
Thank you. how to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or sausage biscuit to hash browns, and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.